Now, Mike, we're ready when you are.
We're ready.
Say again.
Yeah, we're ready, Frank. We're all squared away and eagerly standing by. You got your makeup on?
Yeah. Have we got a picture?
Negative, Frank.
How about now, Houston?
Negative, Frank.
We don't seem to have much luck today, but don't call for a repairman yet. It may be our camera here. Any results yet, Mike?
Negative, Frank. It may be that it hasn't warmed up properly.
Okay, we've had it on for a while. Are you getting our FM okay?
Okay, Frank. There, we got it. It's coming in loud and clear. We looks like we're looking at your hatch and now the MDC.
Okay, well, good afternoon. This is the Apollo 8 crew. And how's it focusing now, Houston?
It's looking good. You can hold the thing still. There's sort of a time delay. Any motion at all ruins our picture.
Tell me if there's any difference in it now.
That's looking good now.
Okay, fine.
It looks like you're okay, but somebody else is upside down.
Okay, that's right. That's Jim Lovell. What we thought we'd do today was just show you a little bit about life inside Apollo 8. We've shown you the scenes of the moon, scenes of the earth, and we thought we'd invite you into our home. It's been our home at least for 4 days. You can see on the instrument panel, we mark off each day on the instrument panel. We have 4 down and we're working on the 5th day. Of course, we're all looking forward to the landing on Friday. And down here in the part of the spacecraft that we call the lower equipment bay, we have the President's Advisor on Physical Fitness, Captain Jim Lovell, about to undergo an exercise program that we do every day. You notice that he floats around very freely. Just bumping his head on the optics of our navigating. He's working with an exercise device that's designed to keep the muscles in shape. Now, another very important function of our spacecraft is the computer. And I thought you might be interesting in seeing what we have here. The displays, it gives us all the information about our burns, about navigating, and about the velocity that we use during entry and retrofire on Earth orbital mission. You can see it's controlled by a disky or similar to a typewriter keyboard, and the things that go in and out of that are absolutely miraculous. It's done a fantastic job for us, and Jim Lovell's done an excellent job operating it. Now, then, another very important thing, whether you're in space or on the ground, is eating. And I've asked Bill Anders to show you how we eat up here in the flight. Pardon the picture while we move around here and change cameras. The food that we use is all dehydrated. It comes prepackaged in vacuum-sealed bags. You notice that all Bill has to do to keep it one place is let go of it, except for the air currents in the spacecraft that would stay perfectly still. He gets out his handy-dandy scissors and cuts the bag. Food is varied, generally pretty good. That doesn't sound like a rousing endorsement, it isn't, but it's nevertheless pretty good food. You can see that Bill is very clever, he does things swiftly. Actually, those food bags are stuck together because they've been vacuum packed.
What do you have today, Bill, for dinner?
Well, here we have some cocoa, which will be good. I'll be adding about 5 ounces of hot water to that. These are little sugar cookies. Some orange juice. Corn chowder. Chicken and gravy. And a little napkin to wipe your hands when you're done. I'll prepare some orange juice here. Okay, you can see that he's taking his scissors and cutting the plastic end off of a little nozzle that he's going to insert the water gun into. The water gun dispenses 1/2 ounce bursts of water per click. There we go, Bill has it in now, and the water's going in. I hope that you all had better Christmas dinners today than last week. We thought you might be interested in how we eat.
All right, I haven't heard any complaints down here, Frank. We'll bring you up to speed on your food when you get back.
Very good.
Looks like a happy home you got up there.
Ordinarily, we let these drinks settle for 5 or 10 minutes, but Bill's going to eat one, right, drink it right now to get on with the program. Cuts open another flap and you'll see a little tube comes out.
This is not a commercial.
and he drinks his delicious orange drink. Maybe I should say he drinks his orange drink. Usually not that fast. Bill's really in a hurry today. Well, that's what we eat. Now, another very important part of the spacecraft is the navigation station, or the optics panel. And we just met a Bill want to say something.
That's good, but not quite as good as good old California orange juice.
Bill's from Florida. Okay, now if you let me have the camera, Jim, and we'll show the people where you do most of your work. Okay, Bill. Can you explain it?
If I could clean up some of Bill's food around here and have it slipped away. Down in this area, it's called the LEB, or the Lower Equipment Bay, and we have our optics positioning equipment right here. We do all our navigation down here by sighting on stars and on the horizons of either the moon or the Earth. And this is where we find out exactly where we are in space, what direction, and how fast we're traveling. And our computer, as Frank had mentioned, that takes the information and tells us how to maneuver to get home safely. I work with the scanning telescope and the sextant, and occasionally if I get too busy, I just sort of float out of sight and go up into the tunnel, which is the tunnel to the hatch of the lunar module, which we don't have aboard, of course.
Well, that's about all we have for today. Each and every one of us wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll be landing early Friday morning. Merry Christmas from Apollo 8.
Now, Roger, Merry Christmas from the ground, Apollo 8, and thank you very much for the guided tour. We really enjoyed it.